Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for your glory. May you enter into this place with your fullness of who you are. With everything that you are, with every fiber of our being, may we experience you. May you come into this place. May we feel you. May we experience you. May we encounter you in this place this morning. I pray for every word that comes forth out of my mouth that will be like revelation that pierces the hearts. I pray for hearts to be changed, hearts to be touched. Let your people this morning have a supernatural encounter with you. Let them see you face to face, I pray. Let them have a face to face encounter with you. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, let's give him a praise offering, church. Are you guys excited to be here? And we're still busy with how to spend quality time with God. We're going to end off this Sunday morning. And I'll share something with you that I always do. That is my practice. But then, by next week Sunday, we're going to start with a new series called, which is Burning in My Spirit. And I know it's going to bless many of you. It's called Victory in the Wilderness. And I'm going to show you what the wilderness does, how it speaks to you, how even the word wilderness speaks of, means in the Hebrew, the voice of God. I'm going to say it again. The word wilderness means in the Hebrew, the voice of God. Which means that when you are in a wilderness season, when it feels like nothing is happening, it is actually at that time when God is speaking to you, when the voice of God is present. Are you guys with me? But we're going to go through a series of that, how the wilderness is a season of preparation. It is not a season of discipline or chastisement. It is the time that God has set and ordained for you to prepare to enter into the call of God for your life. I hope I don't have dead people or asleep people here this morning. And we'll pray. I feel we must minister to people. Lay hands on people this morning after the message, just quickly, because what I'm going to share with you is something that I've preached for years and years and years, and I know it's going to become life to you. I want you to grab a hold of this revelation. It's about how to spend, let me say it like this, the roadmap into God's presence. Are you guys with me? Okay, the roadmap into God's presence. And go through to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse number 23. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse number 23. Verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Say with me, wholly. It means completely. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit, and I pray, God, your whole, say with me, spirit, say with me, soul, and say with me, body. You are, you know, and I'm going to start from a beginning point, and I want to share with you. I want to be long this morning. I want to speak to you out of practical, out of my experience. You consist of three parts. You are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live in a body. You are a spirit. I'm going to say it again. You have a soul. And you live in a body. The Bible says, the Apostle Paul says, open the eyes of my understanding. Which speaks of the eyes of our spirit. Your spirit man has eyes, has ears, can touch, can smell. Your spirit man is the real you inside of you. Are you guys with me? I'll show you in deliverance how you can deal with a demon without even touching a person, because your spirit man goes and touches it. Are you guys with me? Say with me, spirit, soul, body. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. This body is just a vehicle in this life. You do not come from this world. You come from another world. You come from heaven. The Bible says that you will go back to the Father of lights. That you will go back to the place where you come from, your hometown, your country. Are you guys with me? You might have been born in this world, but you do not come from this world. Only your body, your vessel, was born in this world. Are you guys with me? And at the place of conception, the spirit already goes into the individual, the person that's being conceived. So, spirit, soul, body. But I want to get somewhere. I want to show you the roadmap into God's presence. And I just wanted to read that scripture just for a foundation. Go with me to Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 7. La rose. And I want you to remember those three words. Spirit, soul, body. Are you guys with me? Because it's all going to match up. Then it says in Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 7, it says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Remember, guys, I told you to please give me New King James always. Unless if I ask for King James. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will open to you. Next verse. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. How this verse it reads in that verse, verse number 8, it reads this way. It says, when you ask, you will be given the permission to seek. When you seek, you will find the door to knock. When you knock, somebody on the inside must open up for you. Are you guys with me? Ask so that you can be given the permission to seek. Seek so that you can find the door to knock. When you knock on the door, it'll be opened up for you from the outside, from the inside out. Now, please remember, asking is out of your own will. Seeking is out of your own will. Knocking is out of your own will, but only the door can be opened from the inside out by somebody else. Are you guys with me? So there's three realms. There's the realm of asking. There's the realm of seeking. And there's a realm of knocking. I'm going to get there now. There's a realm of asking. There's the realm of seeking. And there's the realm of knocking. I applied this in my life since I got saved at the age of 19, 89 years old. I began to take this roadmap. And now every time I would go into my room, and you know, every Sunday for the last 2 Sundays, we spoke about how to make a place for God, how to have a secret place. It is all good for me to tell you that, but if you can do this in the secret place, I would get on my knees, I would begin to pray or sit on a chair or a couch, wherever I'm at, and I would begin to apply the steps that I'm going to tell you now. This is how I reach God when I begin to pray. Are you guys with me? There is a difference. Everybody can say to me, yes, but I can talk to God and He can listen. Yes, He can, obviously. But some people have this way of doing it like this. They say, oh God, you know, you're my friend and do this and do that and then nothing anyway happens. But then there's a way to get into His manifest presence. I told you there's a difference between His presence and His manifest presence. His presence is everywhere, but His manifest presence is when He decides to come into your room or come upon you and you can feel Him. It's like thick in the air. It's like substance. You feel like there's like your heart. You know what happens with me is my heart and my spirit would feel like it heats up. It fills up. Then I can feel God is near. I was just 2 days, like I said, I was just lying in bed. My wife was sleeping and I was just lying there and I just felt this heat coming into my spirit and my heart. And God began to draw me and it just began to be thicker and thicker coming upon me. That is the manifest presence of God. When that comes upon a person, it changes you. But the thing is, He's looking for a heart that can say, I am asking. But then I'm going into a different dimension, a second realm called seeking. Until I get to the third realm dimension, knocking, which I'm going to explain to you now. Listen, many of us stay at the first realm. Let me go here. Do you have those pictures? Where's Lloyd? Do you have those pictures? Put on for me a picture. I'll just see which one is right. Now remember, everybody say with me, spirit, soul, body. Say with me, ask, seek, knock. 3, 3, 3, hey? And then say with me, okay. Say with me, outer court. Inner court. Holy of holies. Now remember that. So, not that picture, the other one. Okay, this is a nice one. How does the other one look like? Okay, I think this is better. Okay, I want to explain to you in the Old Testament. How many of you see where the Holy of Holies is? On that side, okay? This was the roadmap in the Old Covenant for people to get into the presence of God. The presence of God was not available for everyone in the Old Covenant. It was only available to the high priest. The high priest will have to go through the entrance, go through all the way, all the rituals until he gets to the Holy of Holies. When he steps into the Holy of Holies, there would be a veil that separates. And as he would go through, they would have a rope binded to his leg with a little bell on the rope. Send him into the Holy of Holies. And then as he walks, if they hear the bell stop ringing, they know he died in the presence of God and they pull him out with a rope. Are you guys with me? And this only happened once a year. because he was supposed to go in with many rituals. If he had any wrong thing in his life, if he had any scar, he was not allowed to go in with scars, which means that as a high priest, as a minister, even me, I am not allowed to minister to you with hurt in me. God will not allow me to enter into his presence or to go into his presence on behalf of people when I carry bitterness and hurt in my heart. I have to let go of it. The high priest in the Old Testament would walk in, and as he would go in, if he had any of those things in his life, the bell would stop ringing and they would hear it stop and they would pull him out by a rope. Are you guys with me? He would go in once a year for the atonement of the sins of the people. He would go in once a year into the Holy of Holies. But the Bible says in the New Testament that right now, the Holy of Holies is locked up on the inside of us. I don't know if you guys are with me. The Holy of Holies is inside of you and I, which means that every single time, wherever we are at, every day, we have the privilege to go into the Holy of Holies. Now, you don't know what the Holy of Holies is. I'll explain to you now. That's the place where the voice of God thunders. It's the place where cherubims are alive and angels are alive. It's the place where there's lightning and wind. It's the throne room of God. Are you guys with me? Now, listen. Let me just share with you the three steps. Say with me, spirit, soul, body. Oh, wait. Say it like this. Say body, soul, spirit. Say ask, seek, knock. Okay, I want you, man, if five people can grab a hold of this and do this. If you look at the right-hand side, you'll see an entrance. The Bible says, Martin was preaching on this last week, Sunday. The Bible says that we enter his gates through thanksgiving and praise. So that is, once you've gone through the entrance, you see the outer court. How many of you see that? Okay, that is the outer court, which means that for me to begin to enter into his presence, the first thing that I must do is to begin to go in and give him thanks and praise giving. When I get into my room, if I close my door, whether I'm on my face, I don't have to jump up and down and clap hands. I used to do that in the beginning of my salvation. Right now, what I would do is I'll get on my and I'll just begin to thank God. I'll begin to praise him. I'll begin to say, how great you are. You have done this in my life. You have done this in my life. You have done this miracle in my life. How can I ever leave you? You are the King of Kings, the great I am, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the morning star. And I would begin to praise him and thank him. Are you guys with me? When I do that, listen, I think Martin shared last time, thanking God. There's no condition. It's like when you thank God, he is obligated to come in. Thanking him allows you to begin to enter from the outside into the outer court. Are you guys with me? The first step to getting into his presence, what I do when I get into my room, in my secret place, I told you about building a place for God in your house, wherever it is, you alone, you begin to thank him. I would usually lift up my hands and I would say, I thank you, and I would thank the Holy Spirit. I would say, your presence upon my life, I thank you. Your glory upon my life, I thank you. For everything where you looked, where we had no money, where we had nothing, I thank you. And I would begin to, it would be, I cannot be even ungrateful. Listen, ungratefulness will not even allow you to enter into the gates of the outer court. Are you guys with me? In the outer court, as you can see it there, that's the first step, the first dimension of prayer. This is what I call asking. Also the body. Are you guys with me? Ask, seek, knock. Many people have a prayer list. They take their prayer list and they go to bed and they say, please, I pray for this, I pray for my family. We put the Our Father prayer on and it's all beautiful. And we go to bed and God can answer that prayer. But there's so much more that we're missing out. We have been given the boldness. The Bible says that we can enter the throne room with boldness in a time of need, with grace and mercy. That when we enter the throne room, we can enter it with boldness. Every single person sitting here who has accepted Jesus Christ, who has the Holy Spirit dwelled in them, you have the ability to enter into the throne room of God. I don't know if you know what the throne room of God is. I'll close off with that. Listen, the throne room. When I was young, I'd be 19, 20, 21. 21 years old, I would spend hours and hours and hours a day in the Holy of Holies. In my room where it's so still, I would begin to hear voices. It would feel like 5 minutes or an hour, yet I'm in there for 6-7 hours. That is where you are drenched with the glory of God. That when you walk out of that place, there's change on everything about you. Are you guys with me? So the outer court is asking. It's when we ask God for things, He answers it. But there's a realm of seeking that He wants us to get into. The outer court is still our flesh. Say with me, body. So take it like that. So you say, body, soul, spirit. Ask, seek, knock. Outer court, inner court, holy place, holy of holies. Holy place is also inner court. So when I'm in a place of asking, I'm still in my flesh. I can get on my knees, maybe pray 2 minutes, and I feel these thoughts coming up like, don't eat something. Get on your phone, open up social media. Maybe somebody's phoning you, and you get agitated. Come on, some of men, many of you are like that. You like can't even rest. You're just like, you're agitated. It means that your spirit has not yet come out. Your flesh is too strong. When you feel irritated, when you feel distracted, you're beginning to pray, and all of a sudden you want to go on your phone. All of a sudden, when I do this, when I go into this thing, I put my phone away. I put everything, sometimes I put my phone on airplane mode or whatever, and I'll just, and thoughts will come up. When I'm in the outer court, when I'm in the asking place, my thoughts still come up of maybe you should go eat, maybe this one is looking for you, you need to go do that. And all of a sudden you remember everyone you have to phone. It's your thoughts, it's your soul that's now wrestling against you. Are you guys with me? So your flesh is fighting and fighting and fighting. The way to deal with the flesh, you'll see the first point there is, say with me, altar of sacrifice. The first thing to do with the flesh is the flesh must die. That's where I begin to sacrifice my flesh. I'm in my prayer. I'm beginning to worship and praying in my room. And it feels like everything is pulling me away. But I die to it. I say, I will not submit to this. I'm going to die to this flesh and I'm going to press in. I'm going to carry on until I get to the Holy of Holies. I'm going to carry on until I experience the presence of God. But then after that, I've gone through the flesh, I go to the next step, which is you'll see the bronze basin. Actually, it's the bronze laver, if you want to do the correct wording. The bronze laver. That's where they had a bronze laver that was filled with water. This laver was actually made out of mirrors at some places as well. So when people would look, what the priests would do is when they get to that water, they would see themselves in it. And they would wash their face and their hands. Are you guys with me? And it speaks of the washing of the word. The word is the water that washes our minds. After I die to myself, I get into that. What I do when I pray, then I get into the word. After I've put my thoughts down, and I'm now in a place of, I'm getting into the word, and I'm beginning to read a few scriptures that comes out as revelation for me. Then from there, once I've done that, I go into the second dimension. Say with me, the holy place. That's the inner court. It's the same thing. That is now the realm of seeking. That is the realm of your soul, your body, soul, spirit. Now we're entering into a place where we can seek God. Now once you've begun to die to yourself, you read the word, you got the word in you, God allows you to go into the second dimension. And there, listen to me, it is in the second dimension where that scripture where King David says, be still and know that I am God, comes in. In the second dimension, listen, in the first dimension, you're still speaking to God. In the second dimension, you're still speaking to God. But in the third dimension, which I will get to now, it is now God who speaks to you. Are you guys with me? God's voice, if I can say it like this, is locked up in the third dimension. Let me say it like this. Let me say something that freaks out ministers. In the first dimension, the blood does not clean you. The blood forgives you. There's two different things. The Bible speaks of the blood that forgives and the blood that cleanses. So we'll see many Christians, they will stay in a place of just praying their little prayer every day and that is it. But they'll stay, if they have a weakness, they'll keep on falling into that weakness or that sin. Because the blood has forgiven them. How many of you know if you ask God forgiveness, He forgives you? Are you guys with me? But the blood has not come to a place of doing its cleansing work yet. When you get into the second dimension, the blood still hasn't cleansed. It's forgiven. But when you enter into the third dimension, that is when the blood cleanses you. When you walk out of that place, it's like you get up out of your room. Your eyes are full of light. Even the sin that you've battled with that was habitual, you come out and you realize you don't want to do it anymore. All of a sudden, you have victory over that sin. The blood's cleansing work is in the third dimension. Are you guys with me? So we get into this. Let's say the seventh and second dimension. That's the realm of seeking. So now you ask, but now you're moving over from a place of asking into a place of seeking. That's the place where we begin to seek the face of God. King David says, you said, seek my face, and I said, your face, Lord, I will seek. When you seek God's face, listen, there's three ways how light comes upon a person. The first way, and I will write a book on how to get light. The first way is by studying the Word. The Bible says by the entrance of His Word, Revelation, light comes. The second way is by giving. When we give to the Lord, finances, light comes upon us. The third way how light comes upon us is when we seek His face. The Bible says, in the King's face is light, life, and favor. Are you guys with me? Light comes when you seek His face. When you're in your room on your knees and you're seeking God, and you're seeking God, and you're praying, and you're worshiping, and in your heart you're making a covenant, or you're making a vow, and you say, God, I am not going to stand up. I'm not going to leave this room until I have an encounter with you, a face-to-face encounter. When you see God, your life will never be the same again. The Bible says that when you see, when you behold His glory, you and I are changed and transformed into that same glory. Are you guys with me? When you see God, you are changed into that same image, and you walk out of that place as you have seen Him. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. The image you saw Him as your deliverer, as your healer, when you walk, when you've encountered and you walk out of your prayer room, you become that to others after you. And listen, so in the holy place, we now begin to seek His face. You'll see on the left-hand side is the lampstand. Are you guys with me? The lampstand is the seven flames of the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to get into that. Isaiah chapter number 11, verse number 2. We'll still preach on that. It's the Spirit of the Lord. It's the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. The Spirit of counsel. The Spirit of knowledge. The Spirit of might. Are you guys with me? There are seven spirits of God. Spirit of understanding. There are seven spirits of God. Which, what is the seven spirit? It is one Holy Spirit with seven facets. He can come and manifest in seven different ways. So when we get into the secret, into the second realm, we begin to experience the Holy Spirit. And the lampstand also speaks of revelation. This is the place where you get revelation. This is the place, if you press beyond that hour of you just can't, it feels like you don't want to go on. Listen, when I go from the first realm and I pray and I worship, it happens with worship and prayer together. When I get into the second dimension, it's like the whole atmosphere shifts. Something, it's like, and everything becomes silent. And the scripture, be still and know that I am God. All of a sudden, the thoughts are gone. All of a sudden, the thought of wanting to eat or wanting to phone somebody is gone. All of a sudden, it's like you don't even hear the outside. I've done this for 14 years. Are you guys with me? It is in this place where I experience angels. When I would do fast or 40-day water fast or 21-day water fast, I'll get into that place. When you get into the Holy of Holies, you will have angelic or heavenly encounters. That is no doubt. Are you guys with me? Most Christians don't get to the altar court. A few get to the second one, where now they begin to get revelation here. And when you look on your right-hand side, it's the table of showbread, which is the body of Christ being broken for us, but it is also speaking the bread of His presence. Okay, the bread always speaks of God's presence, meaning that in this second dimension, this is now where the presence of God comes in. Are you guys with me? In the first dimension, you don't feel no presence. You get on your knees in front of your bed, some of you, or you have your prayer list, you're just lying in bed, you say, Lord, please, thank you for this, help me with this, help me with this, and you sleep. That's the first dimension. But when you say, I have my own secret place in my room, in my house, whether it's my bathroom, my car, I have my own room, or my garage, or wherever, but that is my secret place. That is where I meet God. That is where I meet God. That is, when you get there, when you pray a little bit, and voices will come, but when you press through, His presence will begin to rest upon you, and you will feel that He is present with you. Are you guys with me? That is, it becomes so deep, you feel, you just look left and you'll feel, you see somebody standing on your left hand side. Somebody standing on your right hand side. It's the presence of God. But there is a third realm. Say with me, a third dimension. It is the Holy of Holies. Now, before we get into the third dimension, you'll see altar of incense. Are you guys with me? The altar of incense speaks of two things. Prayers, intercession, and worship. So when we worship, the Bible says that it comes up before God like a smoke of incense. It comes up before His throne. When we worship, when we begin to pray, this is the temple, the tabernacle in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament. But when we read the book of Revelation, I'm not going to go there, it explains the same tabernacle. But there's one difference between one in the New Testament and the one in the Old Testament. That is it, that the altar of incense in the New Testament is moved into the third dimension. Meaning that when you and I pray and worship, it is that which takes us beyond the veil to go into the Holy of Holies. Are you guys with me? I said to somebody this week, I said, the way I always entered into the Holy of Holies was through worship. I will just worship and worship and worship. I had one CD or two CDs. I would worship those things for 7-8 hours, just worship and worship. And it was the worship that would take me into the Holy of Holies. Now you get into the realm of knocking. Say with me, knocking. The first two, you and I could have gone in ourselves. But the third realm requires God to pull us in. It requires God to open up the door. Are you guys with me? You can ask and it'll be given to you. You can seek and it'll find. But the third one, you have to knock and wait if somebody opens or doesn't open. Are you guys with me? When God opens, you can stay in the second dimension for weeks, for days, for weeks, but there's that one time when there's consistency or you're fasting, you're praying, and God is just saying, now you come in. And when you get into that place, time disappears. I'm going to say it again. Time disappears. We've been in services. The glory of God will come, has even come into our building. I think it was the old one where we had services where time will disappear. The first few Sundays, we had 5-hour services in the Sunday evenings. Are you guys with me? Time disappears. When the glory of God comes in, the Holy of Holies is present. When you enter into that realm, when you go through that veil, you find what we call the mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant. It is there where God's presence dwells. The Bible says that there's cherubims upon that ark, protecting the ark. Inside the ark is what we call, on top of the ark, is the mercy seats with the two sides of it with cherubims. On the inside, you'll find the Ten Commandments, the tablets of the Ten Commandments on the inside of the ark. Are you guys with me? Which speaks of the Old Testament law, the law of Moses, but with the mercy seat on top of it, where the scripture is being fulfilled, that mercy will triumph over judgment, that the law is buried inside and mercy of God is on top of it. Are you guys with me? But when you get into the third realm, something powerful happens. I want to read you a scripture here. Say with me, the third dimension. Say it again. Say the third dimension. The way you get there is not by systematic prayer or this or that. The way we get there is through hunger and thirst. King David says, my soul thirsts after you as a deer panteth for the water brooks. So my soul thirsts after you as a deer panteth for the water brooks. So my soul thirsts after you. There are two reasons an animal sometimes goes to the water. Number one, when they are thirsty. Are you guys with me? But number two, when an enemy chases them, they run for the water, because as soon as they hit the water, their scent, their smell leaves them and the enemy cannot find them. Which means that when you go into the presence of God, when you run there, the smell of yourself goes off and the enemy can no longer find you. It is the presence of God that changes. Listen to you. It is the Holy of Holies that changes a person's life. It is the Holy of Holies that when you get there, you have an encounter with God. Everything about you will be changed. Everything about you will be transformed. You walk out of that place and your eyes shine full of light. You walk out of that place and you're full of His Spirit. You walk out of that place and family members will say, what has happened to you? You look like a different person. It's because you were in the Holy of Holies. You touched the mercy seat of God. I don't know if you guys are with me. Listen, say with me, the Holy of Holies. Say Holy of Holies. Let me tell you, let me read you what happens in the Holy of Holies. I don't want to be long today. We have a service tonight and I know it's holiday and you all want to relax. Go with me to Revelation chapter number 4, verse number 1. Listen, I told you, in the outer courts, it's the asking realm. In the holy place, the inner courts, is the realm where we are be still and know that I am God. It's where you can, when I get into that realm, I can just sit in my room like this. I'll sit on my couch. I'll just be still and the presence of God rests upon me. I can sit in that place for hours. Are you guys with me? But there's a deeper realm where it's called the throne room of God. Chapter number 4, verse number 1. It says, after these things, I looked. John is taken up into a vision into heaven. And behold, a door standing open. Now say with me, a door standing open. This is when you have knocked and the door is opened. Are you guys with me? And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here. Everybody say with me, come up here. I'll explain to you this morning. I'll explain to you a little bit tonight on Kryptos, the anointing of the secret place. It dwells. That anointing is in the high places. The Bible says, in the high places, I will make you to go up into the heights and the depths of the realms of the Spirit in Deuteronomy. And in the high place, I will cause my rock to pour out for you rivers of oil. When you are in the high place, the anointing is found in the high place. Come on, are you guys with me? When we worship, when we praise, I like it. When we, there's moments of worship, when we go into high worship, it is in the high place that oil is being poured out for you. It is in the high place. There's an anointing hidden for every single person. That when you get into a high place, Jesus says to John, he says, come up here. I have a place for you. Come up here. Come up higher. Are you guys with me? Come up here and I will show you things which must take place after this. When you get into the high place with God, that's when you're in your room. How do you get to the high place? You just praise and worship and pray. The Holy Ghost will begin to take you higher and higher and higher. We've had services, I can't remember if it's at this church or what. After that service, the people will feel like they've gone on a roller coaster. The next day, they feel they're so tired because we've taken them high in the Spirit. It is in that place where devils cannot live. It is in the high place where every bondage begins to leave your life. It is, but every single one of us has the power to enter into that high place. Come on, are you guys with me? I will show you in that place. God will show you things to come. He will speak to you about the future. Next verse. Immediately I was in the Spirit, John said, and behold, a throne sit in heaven. And one sat on the throne. Next verse. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardis stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones. And on the throne I saw 24 elders sitting and clothed in white robes. And they had crowns of gold. And they, please, no, they didn't say 24 elder angels, eh? They said 24 elders. Robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. Next verse. And from the throne proceeded, everybody say with me, lightnings, thunderings, and voices. When he was there, he heard lightnings, thunderings, and voices. I've been in a place with God when I would fast a lot, and when I would sit there and I would worship, I would pray. It's 8 hours, 9 hours, you begin to hear voices. You feel like a wind is blowing. When you walk out of that room, if anybody is close to you, the presence of God will hit them instantly. This thing we're speaking about is tangible. It is not a fake thing. Are you guys with me? And I pray that when, over the next, before the end of August, that you will know what I mean by the throne room of God. For I believe His throne room is going to enter into this place. You will hear lightnings and thunderings and voices. You will see the power when a believer fasts. You will see the power when you fast. When we go into this place, there will be, listen. There'll be not one place for a devil, not one place for a curse. Are you guys with me? And voices, 7 lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Next verse. Before the throne, there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne, were 4 living creatures full of eyes. Imagine that. We speak of aliens, huh? Okay. Like 5 got it. Imagine a creature being full of eyes. This is what is in heaven. of in front and in the back. The next verse. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like a creature like a gull. The third like living creature like a face like a lion. The fourth like creature was like a flying eagle. That speaks of the four gospels. Next verse. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Next verse. So whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and wants to thank who sits here, and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever. Next verse. The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things and by your will they existed and were created. Say with me, lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Say it again, say lightnings, thunderings, and voices. I decree and I declare that in this place, may today mark for people to begin to enter into the throne room of God. I show you, ask, seek, knock, body, soul, spirit, dying to the flesh, going into the spirit, outer courts, inner courts, holy of holies. The voice of God is in the holy of holies. In the outer courts, I speak. In the inner courts, I speak. In the holy of holies, I am still and God speaks. So guys, with me. It happens when I have a funeral on my knees. The presence of God comes in when I die to myself. Are you guys with me? Can everybody stand to their feet? Stand to your feet wherever you are.